Ballot box with ballot 100 days and counting. Link add us to your safe list. Link view online. Link graphic ballot box with ballot 100 days and counting. Logo heading level 2 ballot box with ballot 100 days and counting. Hey, y'all, it's Monday, and today only, you can get a chicken tender milkshake. It's true. Link BBQ is Link celebrating National Chicken Tender Day by blending up their signature fried tenders and putting them in a shake. And honestly, I don't know what to say after that, other than you do you, boo-boo. Now, let's talk about what else you might have missed over the weekend. Visited Link 75FF42E39813 4B6AB368F4063, another day, same old city beautiful. While I don't know this human, this picture makes me want to. Thanks for the tag, at PulseOffful, and most importantly for the capture, at SamSpoon. Want to see your photo here? Tag number Pulp Town to be featured in our Instagram of the day. Link, camera with flash, at SamSpoon, number, at PulseOffful. Heading level 2 what Orlando is talking about. We're officially 100 days out from Election Day. I have our local chapter of the League of Women Voters, LWV, to thank for reminding me. They're kicking off the day with a new campaign called Link 100 Days to the Vote. And outside of promoting voting, it's also a celebration of 100 years of women's constitutional right to vote. Happy centennial, ladies. Though I guess the official day is still a month away. If you follow Link our local league on IG, for the next 3 months, you'll see daily postings about the plight of suffragists 100 years ago, and you'll learn something new every day about women from the last century, including some faces local to Central Florida. The 100 Days to Vote campaign highlights both how the vote expanded opportunities for women and our recommitment to the importance of voting, said Linda Chapin, Orange County's first elected mayor and a current LWV member. The story of how the 19th Amendment became reality illustrates so well that one vote can truly make a difference. As a friendly reminder, early voting begins next Monday. The league's site link vote411.org is a good resource to keep in your back pocket leading up to voting. Which reminds me, have you gotten your mail-in ballot yet? Or will you be voting in person on Election Day? I'm interested to know what everyone's doing. Link email me at katie@pulp.town, subject line, I'm a proud voter. And speaking of voting, there's a comprehensive guide to local judicial candidates running for office floating around, and I wanted to share it. While I don't know the person who created it personally, the views appear impartial, and it's a good resource to review prior to early voting starting next week. Link voting for justice. In other news, local brewers are supposed to finally get a sit-down with Halsey Bashirs, Secretary of Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation. After the Florida Brewers Guild circulated a letter last week requesting a response from Bashirs and Gov DeSantis, Bashirs responded on Twitter and said he'll meet with Florida bar and brewery owners this week to discuss ideas of how to reopen. Link WMFE. Parents of students in Orange County public schools have to decide by 5 p.m. today which of 3 learning options they're enrolling their kids in. Meanwhile, a week ago, statistics from the Florida Department of Health showed a 31.1% positive rate of COVID-19 in kids tested. Then the FDO apologized for their mistake and have since said the percentage is actually 13.4%. There's a lot to unpack here. The original story by the Sun Sentinel is worth the read. Link Orlando. Link Sentinel. Pride is still on this year. It's just going mostly virtual, and the events will change to accommodate social distancing requirements, including the infamous Pride Parade. This year's will look more like a car caravan, and honestly, I'm excited to see the creativity that will come from that. Link Orlando Weekly. Calling all 3D artists. Wanna leave your mark on the side of I-4? The city of Orlando is looking for someone to create a new three-dimensional piece of art to be placed near the Colonial Drive pedestrian bridge. The budget is $350,000, and Link applications are officially open. Link Bungalow. Speaking of I-4, the crown jewel of the I-4 Ultimate Project opened over the weekend. It's the new flyover ramp connecting State Road 408 and westbound I-4, and will apparently help to streamline traffic. Link click Orlando. Link graphic Facebook logo. Link graphic Twitter logo. Dig this newsletter. Heading level 2 refer your friends. Want to support your local newsletter and help your friends be in the know? Share your unique referral link, and Link gets great swag when they sign up. Here's your unique link. Link https://pulp.town/invitation/1308bed4d4. Heading level 2 bell, what do you value? You know, I'm always pretty proud of this newsletter, but I'm especially proud of it at times like this. That's because I'm, hopefully, helping readers understand the big issues in Orlando by providing useful, relevant, and digestible updates in a busy and disorienting news cycle. I see value in this. If you do too, consider chipping in $8 per month to become a member and help us keep doing what we do. Link here's where to sign up. And thanks, as always, for your support. Folded hands. P.S. If you're already a member, and especially if you're a new member, what better way to get acquainted than to introduce yourself for the whole world to see? Okay, just all 8,400 Pulp Town readers. Link answer these cues, and tell us about the Orlando spot you miss the most, where you'd take us on your tour of the city beautiful, and about a local cause we should all get behind. Events. Heading level 2 things to do. Heading level 3 today. Popcorn through Thursday. Stream the film Flannery, and support your favorite local movie house. Link online. Sushi. Take a sushi rolling class, but maybe call ahead to find out social distancing practices first. Link downtown. Microscope. Are you a woman in STEM? You might want to attend this workshop. Link online. Ballot box with ballot here from the Democratic candidates running for the state attorney 9th Judicial Circuit in Orange and Osceola counties. Link online. Heading level 3 tomorrow. Backpack if you're considering a college degree. Check out Valencia's latest information session. Link online. Speaking head join Rep. Anna Escamani as she leads a conversation on reopening schools in Orange County. Link online. Hot beverage. Start your morning with coffee. Conversations and self-care. Link online. Heading level 3 Wednesday. Person rowing boat. Teach the kids how to paddle at this group class on Lake Jenny Jewel. Link sodo/Edgewood. Peace symbol in the mood for yoga or a dance party. How about both? Link online. Heading level 3 Thursday. Speaking head. Hey parents of teens. Chat with a life coach about building your kids' confidence levels during COVID. Link online. Speaking head. Wear blue or yellow and speak out to raise awareness about child trafficking. Link Lakeyala/online. Ballot box with ballot. Virtually attend this forum of candidates running for Orange County Sheriff. Link online. Peace symbol alpacas and yoga. Enough said. Link Clermont. Peace symbol. Lean into self-awareness and growth with these fireside chats. Link online. Heading level 3 Friday. Fork and knife with plate. Local out of work artists and entertainers. Get a free meal at the Plaza Live today. Link Milk. Link District. Musical notes. Make the most of your night in with smooth sounds from the artists at Timucua. Link online. Speaking head. Get to know Central Florida's history from the Civil War to the Great Freeze, and support your local history center while you're at it. Link online. Ballot box with ballot. Meet your local candidates at a Popka's political hobnob, and participate in a straw poll. Link online. Link graphic. Facebook logo. Link graphic. Twitter logo. Heading level 2. One more thing. Yesterday, I gave the last keynote presentation at the two-day virtual Link Freelancers Conference. The whole event was incredible. BTWS/O to fellow speakers and Pulp Town readers Chonicwa Major, David Lawrence, Jenny DeWitt, Jim Hobart, and Kayla O'Brien. Anyway, during my talk, I felt like I started off strong, and then I fumbled a bit, and felt like I bombed it. Grimacing face. Then again, we are our own worst critics. I say that to remind you that we're all human. We have good days, and bad days, and WTF days, and this is your friendly reminder to be kind to others, and also to yourself. Life is hard, and it's especially hard right now. But it's beautiful too. Don't forget that. Thanks for coming to my TED talk. Less free. See you again on Wednesday. Friends. Katie at pulptownp.s. Wanna make my day? Reply to this email and tell me one thing you learned today from reading the newsletter. It'd mean a lot to me. Copyright 2020 pulptown/whereby.usenterprisesinc. All rights reserved. You subscribed to this list through pulp.town or at one of our events. Our mailing address. pulptown/whereby.usenterprisesinc. 2093 Philadelphia Pike number 3050 Claymont, DE 19703. Link add us to your address book. Link unsubscribe from this list. Link update subscription preferences.